face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
That.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bob Duzan. Bob Dujuy. Bob Duzan. Bob Duzan, Bob Duzan, Bob Duzan.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5, the Sports Hub. Nicholas had to go out and get me soda, and he got me one of these breakfast bars. And then you go, it's a power crunch, and you go, it's got so much protein in it. How does it have so much protein in it? It's this flaky bar, and then you taste it, and you go, oh, they just jammed a bunch of protein powder in there without any milk. So it's just a searing bag of talcum in your mouth. Fantastic.
Well, don't go down the wrong road like I did. And I used to have two of these, like these Cliff bars that were loaded with peanuts. It was like this peanut butter thing. I used to have them every morning. And then diverticulitis just rips right through your body. I'm like, wonder why? Well, it's because I was basically eating like an entire jar full of peanuts every morning. Not the best feeling. By the way, I posted a video on the @TouchOfRich account that is one of these where, I mean, it's maybe 45 seconds long, and the way it's filmed is it's fantastic. It's in a suburban neighborhood. I have no idea where it is. You know what? But if somebody told me it was Florida, I'd probably believe you. Somebody is like kind of hiding by their front door and filming what's going on across the street. And there is what looks like a Bengal tiger walking around the neighborhood. And as you see this tiger slowly walking across the street, the cell phone camera moves over to the right. And there is a dude standing in his front yard pointing a gun at this tiger as it slowly walks towards him. And then the dude's yelling at the tiger, stop moving, stop moving. But the guy won't get off of his front yard. He's just standing there, brought a gun out to shoot this thing instead of staying in his house. And then the neighbor starts yelling at him. And it got me thinking, so do you remember when, oh God, was this last year? 2020 was so insane anyway. When did that monkey get loose in Massachusetts? That like infected monkey that apparently was like one of them face rippers? The ones that like, apparently was unbelievably dangerous, and it was loose throughout, I think it was like the like somewhere around your area of town, wasn't it, John? There was like some chimpanzee that had gotten loose.
Yeah, they were telling people, it's probably right where the fast food restaurants start.
You know, when you're going down Route 9, man. Yeah. Go where everyone goes. You know,
as soon as like Route 9 gets all garbagey.
But there's always stories like this of somebody. First of all, I don't know how the tiger got there. All I know is that, well, first of all, my sister just like is building a house right near Lion Country Safari down in Florida. So Who knows if in her backyard at any given moment she's going to have right, some.
So that's what your
animal.
Sister's doing. Okay, because your sister put something up on Facebook that was, it looked like someone had laid cellophane down on the ground.
Yeah, so, it was the breaking of ground of their new home that they've been building.
Because but they can't dig into the ground in Florida because of the quality of the soil, so you have to build on top of the ground.
Not a lot of big basements in Florida, if you notice.
No, you can't have them.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be like right down the street from Lion Country Safari.
I know your retirement plan is to be, I know one was to be around family and two was to work with animals, so now I know that Rich is, now could you walk to Lion Country Safari? Because that would be, that seems to be almost too good. That seems like that wouldn't exist, like being able to have a house within walking distance of Lion Country Safari.
I mean, Fred,
she's so next to the Gateses, Elon Musk. They're all They're all in one neighborhood.
Growing up, like in Kennesaw, I remember there was like a farm that was down the road, and I woke up one time, there was a big ass horse just walking around our front yard. Hell, we've had a
I mean, in the South, there's, I mean, deer and horse. Yeah, I see them all the time.
Oh, well, here, like, I don't live too far from a farm, and there was one time where it was in the mid afternoon, and I look out, and there's a big ass sheep on my patio, like a sheep sitting there.
No, that's
and
I'm funny.
Like, and like it just stared at me. What's that?
Did you go out and kill it?
Okay, so what happened was, I assumed that it was from this farm that was about like a mile down the road. I assumed it was from this farm, so I called the farm and I said, "Hey, I don't even know if this is yours, but I got a big sheep in my backyard, are you missing a sheep?" And he goes, "Oh, it's probably Maybell. Maybell gets loose all the time." And they said, "Did you try to catch it?" Was I supposed to try to catch the sheep? No, I'm not trying to catch it. What are you talking about?
Did you shave it for its valuable wool?
Yeah. I probably should have done
that. Long winter out on the island,
Did you manufacture some sort of big, old, scratchy Irish sweater?
I did not. That would have been wildly uncomfortable. So 5 minutes later, this dude comes out in a truck, and just without even saying anything to me, just goes into my backyard and starts chasing this sumbitch all around the place, and he hauls ass through, like, the bushes and goes into the woods, and the guy's like, "Damn it!" and gets back in his truck and drives off. I don't know if they ever got Maybell back, but I kept thinking about that when I saw the picture of my sister groundbreaking like a mile away from Lion Country Safari, because the one thing I do know
is that they'll never get out. They're too drugged.
It doesn't.
A giraffe is going to fall, is going to pass out into our house and just knock the whole thing off its foundation.
That's right.
Sure. Well, you can tell when you go to Lion Country Safari that they truly care about the safety of their patrons. Like, there's no possible way there could be a hole in one of the fences that's not repaired. I mean, we've all seen, you know, the Tiger King. We know that, you know, the type of environment and high quality caring that they touches that they put on that. Spare no expenses in places like Lion Country Safari. And I'm thinking to myself, at any given moment, she's going to wake up and there's going to be some like big ass like rhino in her backyard, or like a giraffe is going to escape, which to me would be way better than having a lion or you know, like a hippo or something like that end up coming down the road.
Oh, yeah. If you have a giraffe, I mean, now you have a friend that you can ride around the town. You domesticate it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it inside. You put a little, it's like Marmaduke or Clifford, the big red dog. You cut a hole in the ceiling and just allow him to,
right.
Never mind the feces. Can you imagine the dumps one of them giraffe take? Oof.
Oh, I mean, it's got a long way to fall too. So that's like one big splat.
Yeah, if if a giraffe's been on the property, I would imagine there's quite a bit of feces.
So I guess this is the 1 year anniversary of the monkey that was loose in Tewksbury. They said May 20th was the day that it happened, they started reporting it, and everyone was like told to stay away from the monkey. This is a face ripper. This thing can get you.
Because your instinct when you see a monkey would probably be to befriend it, because you've been told by all these friends and whatnot, the show Friends, that you can incorporate a monkey into your life and that they'll come sit on your shoulder and be good friends.
Sure, you could drive around in your truck with him up in the front and, you know, go into bar fights.
Yeah, I mean, he can save the day if need be. He can pour gravel on the enemy and everything else. He can move the latch in the truck that makes the gravel pour onto your foes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing that they put out that message, because Lord knows if I saw a monkey, I would try to befriend it.
Okay, I am Googling animal loose from Lion Country Safari, and I guarantee you there's several stories ready to go.
Yeah, and they probably just get out and just sit there and go like, all right. They're all drugged up. Their meat all has like 85 Ativans in them.
I just Googled Lion Country Safari, the very first news story from the Palm Beach Post. It's from 2017. It's titled, Lion Country Safari History. Animals bit, gored, and mauled visitors and staff. That's the story.
I can just picture the staff with one of those guns that drugs them out going, one for you, one for me.
That's right.
Yeah. We're all doing a little kitty ketamine today.
Give a little, take a little.
Mm-hmm. This ain't cheap. All right. Well, Godspeed to your sister's homestead. I mean, rubbing it in everyone's face that she's going to be so close to Lion Country Safari.
Well, I mean, she was kind of bragging.
I mean, it must be nice to be that close, to be constantly on an African safari every day, just out your backyard, just to be out there enjoying an African safari.
Do you think that smell just kind of wafts
no.
over?
No. It's just all contained in that area.
That's right. Don't worry about being downwind. You're fine.
I told you, Fred, that we went down there. Oh, gosh. It was the 2019 Christmas around then. Went and visited my sister, and we went to Lion Country Safari because, as I said, we used to go there when we were a kid. Once again, it's a drive-through safari where the animals come right up to your car and, you know, like a yak will lick your windshield, and if you have your window down, big ass ostriches will try to peck your eyes out. But as we were pulling up, we were greeted. The very first thing I saw was one of these gigantic tortoises who had its head out, and it was in a puddle of water, but it wasn't drinking it. His head was under the water, just stuck there, and you're waiting as traffic goes by. We probably sat in the same spot for three straight minutes, and its mouth, eyes, and ears were all under the water for 3 minutes, and it didn't move. And I'm thinking, that's a dead turtle.
Well, it lived, it was big. It was lived a long life.
No one's removed the big-ass dead turtle. I saw approximately four turtles having sex, which was wildly
nice.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Man. You haven't lived till you've heard the groans of a fornicating turtle.
Always fun to go to Brass Pro Shops downstairs. You can see it for free. It's great.
Yeah, they're always humping. Go downstairs, watch them hump.
A lot of squeaking.
Turtles be humping.
Yep. Yeah, come back up, buy some antler spray.
That's right.
Watch it. You know, you give yourself, you think about making this purchase. You go down and watch the turtles hump and think it over.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back. Jeff Howe, he's one of these writers that has grown up and built an allegiance to the Patriots during the incredible last 20-year run. And he has articles about Mac Jones to prove it. And we will talk to him about his newfound love of Mac Jones in just a moment.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Jeff Howe, hello, sir.
Hey, how we doing?
We're well, and we have a new article from you talking about the rise of Mac Jones. And when you talk to people that were around Mac Jones as a scholar athlete, what did you find going back in his life?
Two things kind of stuck out. I mean, one, you hear so much about how smart he is and, you know, from the shoulders up, ideal quarterback, yada, yada, yada. So I kind of wanted to find out more about that. And, I mean, it comes down to, you know, his DNA is a big reason for that. His parents both got law degrees, and he's an incredibly smart human being. Academically, I mean, graduated, got his master's in 4 years, got a 4.0 all the way through Alabama. Decided to learn Chinese in high school, became fluent in that. But, like, just on the field, as a four-year-old, I mean, there was a funny story. You know, four-year-olds playing soccer, they swarm to the ball like bees to a hive. There's no actual positions. It's just like it looks more like rugby. He realizes tactically he can just kick the ball over everybody's head to an open space and then race away and score a goal. He was scoring like 10 goals a game as a 4-year-old.
He was spatially brilliant in youth soccer. He saw the game almost from 10,000 feet in youth soccer.
And clearly, when you're able to do that as a 4-year-old, you're equipped to become a franchise quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
It's true.
It's true.
Small piece of the puzzle. As a 5-year-old, he's drawing up play cards, for Pop Warner, you know, learning plays, watching them on TV, doing stuff like that. So it starts to really become intrigued in the mental part of the game. As an 8-year-old, he decides to volunteer to draw, to write up the play cards for the entire team. So he's like going to his mom's law office, printing up all the play calls. You know, he's the quarterback. He wants everybody to be on the same page. So he's starting to do all these things at a really young age. The second thing, which I think is a lot more fascinating, is he really knew how to take advantage of his opportunity last year at Alabama. I mean, he came in, he played better than I think a lot of people expected when Tua went down in 2019. But that still didn't guarantee him the starting job for 2020. I mean, they had another 5-star phenom, Bryce Young, coming on campus. And, you know, story of his life, you know, people are always trying to see if they can find somebody who's just physically more capable or more exciting, I guess is a better word. And it's, you know, the pandemic, the lockdown, can't really go on campus to work out at the facility for a while. He buys a throwing net that he actually, you know, I think I told the story last week about how he beat Trevor Lawrence in a high school quarterback competition, buys another one of those nets, sets it up at his apartment at Alabama, which is apparently the size of the living room is the size of a 1-car garage, sets it up, goes outside, opens the windows, and just buys a bag of 40 footballs and just starts throwing passes into the net through the windows just to do things to keep his arm loose. Then, you know, they loosen the restrictions. He's able to get back to the facility. He's going there till 10, 11 o'clock every single night, working out, setting up throwing targets. He teaches his girlfriend the Alabama playbook, so she's able to rattle off calls to him. He's able to figure out the checks and stuff like that that he's supposed to call back at the line of scrimmage and stuff like that. And, you know, he wakes up at 5:30 almost every morning, especially on Sundays, to go to the football facility to watch film. He liked to do it on Sundays because he knew that nobody would be there on a Sunday morning. Maniacally driven to learn as much about the game as possible. The way that he broke down film, labeled everything, watched every game of his Alabama career, even the games he wasn't playing, just so, you know, he's got a photographic memory, apparently. So he wanted to be equipped to handle any situation mentally that he possibly could. Then he goes out and he has that quarterback competition with Bryce Young and just absolutely destroyed him. And, you saw what happened last season.
Where does this leave Jarrett Stidham? I mean, is there anything that they could get for him if they do decide to trade him? Like, where is his value? Definitely, this time last year, there was still talk as if he could be a starter in the NFL. After all of this, where does that leave him?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question because you could look at it two ways. One, do you want to keep more than two quarterbacks? Because, you know, over the last decade plus, Belichick has preferred to keep two if possible. Now, those were more ideal circumstances when you had Tom Brady and you knew that there wasn't really much need to have three quarterbacks, with few exceptions. But the other side is, you know, how long is Cam Newton going to be around? I mean, you drafted Mac Jones to be your starter. If it's not this season, it's going to be by 2022. So you're probably not going to keep Cam Newton beyond this season. So how much is it worth to you to keep Stidham around just to make sure that you have a reliable, if you believe he's reliable, a reliable backup in 2022 for Mac Jones? So I think there's some value there. I think it's entirely up to Stidham. I mean, does he come back and play and have an off season the way that he did as a rookie? If he does, then he's probably going to earn himself a roster spot. If he doesn't do anything to impress anybody the way that, you know, the last abbreviated off season went, then I think you've got the possibility that he can get himself cut and or traded. I mean, I don't know how much trade value there is. Part of me thinks that, hey, he was a 4th-round pick 2 years ago, 2 years learning under, or 2+ years learning under Belichick and Josh McDaniels. You know, there's historically been some trade value for that. But the other side of the coin is, you know, we've all been sitting here all off season saying Gardner Minshew, a guy who has been a starter for parts of two seasons and has had some success, everyone's like, well, trade a fifth or a sixth round pick for him. I mean, if he's only worth a fifth or a sixth, what's Stidham actually realistically worth? So I don't know. It's hard to figure out. But ultimately, it all comes down to Stidham and how he performs through Labor Day.
Jeff, I wanted to get back to Mac Jones for a second. Obviously, and you confirmed it again, mentally he's got this game down. He processes the game faster than a lot of other people do. The question is, physically, can he do it for the long haul? Is he good enough physically to do this and do it well?
Yeah, I mean, he's you watch him play last season. I mean, it's because it became too easy to say he had too much help around him, and he did. I'm not trying to say that Alabama wasn't loaded last year. They were unbelievable, and they had a great offensive line. But you watch the games. I mean, there were games when he got his tail kicked in, and he took some hard hits, and he would stay in the pocket just to make sure that he could deliver a throw to an open player, or you know, to a guy who was in a more ideal circumstance than maybe a half second earlier. And then he got right back up and he got back into the huddle and called the next play and was fine. And those are characteristics that you need from a quarterback. I mean, no, he's not gonna run. He's not gonna be flashy and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, this kid has a history of getting the job done, and he's an anticipation thrower. The mental part of the game, the reads, the on time throws, the accuracy. I mean, all that stuff is really important.
Why did no other teams want him?
14 other teams didn't want him. What are you talking about?
Well, no one else traded. No one wanted to trade up for him. I mean, there was
the Saints did. The Saints tried to trade up for him.
No, nope. That's not true. The Saints.
I forgot. You do this more than I do.
Here we go.
The Saints said who they wanted to trade up. They wanted to trade up in the top 10 for one of the corners.
Well, that was the report. They were bluffing.
So you know when they were bluffing and when they weren't? Here's the deal, is that you have such a boner for the Patriots that you will create a myth around some guy who had to try hard to become the fifth pick in the draft. Don't get mad at me. No one else wanted him.
I don't understand how I can tell you the Saints were actively trying to trade up for him, and you're refusing to listen.
Well, so the Jets traded two third rounders.
All I can do is give you facts, and you're sitting here and you're like, no, it's not true. I'm not going to believe you. I mean,
what's the facts? They denied it.
They had it both. Of course they denied it.
But they didn't deny trying to trade into the top 10.
Because they were trying to trade up for Mac Jones. They were telling teams that was their play.
Okay, but they denied that. But they didn't deny. They didn't deny the other reports.
Well, because what does that send? What message does that send to the rest of the roster, to the quarterback room? Hey, we were trying to trade up for somebody to replace you.
What's the difference between the corner?
What is the difference? Because the quarterback is the face of the franchise. One quarterback plays football. You can get five cornerbacks into a game.
No, you're believing a story. One guy reported that the Saints wanted to trade up for Mac Jones, and it's a guy who's.
I reported this. I reported this last week. I am not reciting other people's reports. I am telling you what people told me.
Okay, so who were they calling?
They tried to get up into 11 and 14. Probably, from what I know.
Well, the Jets got
14, definitely.
The Jets got 14 for two third-round picks.
They and 23.
Yeah. Right, move up from 23. And the Saints
Vikings didn't want to go all the way back to 28. The Vikings ended up getting a damn good left tackle because they only moved back to 23. The reason why the Saints couldn't move up is because the teams didn't want to move as far back as 28. And the Saints didn't want to probably give up an extra first-round pick or to match the package. They had a deal in place for 16 if Mac Jones was there. Why do you think the Saints were trying to trade up? Why was I told that they had a deal in place for 16? And then when the guy who was drafted at 15 was off the board, the Saints decided, no, we don't want to trade up for 16 anymore. So you can't tell me that they were, because of what they said publicly, yeah, of course, that was to make sure that they were covering their bases. This stuff happens.
So they didn't try to trade up into the top 10 to get a corner.
They were trying to trade up for Mac Jones. That's all I can tell you.
So they didn't. You're saying that they didn't try to trade up into the top 10 to get a corner.
I'm telling you, they were trying to trade up with Mac Jones. I don't care about a cornerback. We're talking about a quarterback here. If the Patriots
try. Why are you such a prick? Then, Jesus, are you a prick? I mean, you're so defensive.
I'm telling you what happened.
Get out of here, Hal. You suck.
Why'd you hang up on him?
Because he's a prick.
But he's telling you what his sources
are. Yeah, but you get all mad at me. The Saints denied it.
He's just telling you. He had a report, and he's explaining to you that report.
Big Jesus. Big deal.
So he had a report. He had insiders tell him what was going on. You said he was wrong.
And then he went crazy about getting wrong. And then I said, okay, but then they didn't try to trade up to get into the top 10. He goes, I don't care about them trying to get into the top 10. I wasn't the one dismissing him. He was dismissing me.
No, all he was trying to do was...
Get out of here, all he was trying to do. I don't want to be talked like that on my own radio show. You can talk to someone else like that. We pay him to come on. His rah-rah crap.
I thought that was a good conversation. I was enjoying the back and forth.
No, I don't want to be talked to like that. He can't talk to me like that. When he was a little fanboy running around the first Super Bowl in Indianapolis, I don't need that.
So he said that these are the reports that I got from insiders.
Fine, and I didn't deny that. And then I said, okay.
You said you're wrong.
That's when he explained it to me. I said they denied it, and then he goes, these are reports. I said one guy was reporting. He goes, I'm reporting it. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, but then why were they trying to trade into the top 10? And he said, I don't care. So if they wanted Mac Jones that bad, why did they trade it into the top 10 to get another player? Was my question, but I was just met with yelling. And if I'm the prick, then I'm the prick, but it's my show. As well as your guys' show, but it's my show as well. I don't want to be talking. That's ridiculous talk. I get into it with Will Brinson. It's fun. This is too much. He's sensitive because he's a massive Patriots fan. Who reports through that prism, and that's fine.
I actually thought it was a fun back and forth.
I don't want to be talked to like that. I'm too old. No. I spend my weekends at games and everything else. I don't need to be talked to like that. All right, here we go. Andrew, go ahead.
Talk to like what? He came out. He said they were going up to get Mac Jones.
Hey, Bobby.
No, you said. No, you're lying. He explained that
I didn't
he
say he was lying.
He reported it.
Who said he was lying?
You're a dick.
Okay.
You said it's not true. He said, Fred, they were going to
then
get
what
Mac
he
Jones.
Said it
you
was
said
his
re- it's not true.
Then what
you
he
said,
said it was
he's lying.
Then what I didn't say he was lying. Then what he said it was his reporting. I said, okay, then why were they trying to trade up in the top 10? And then he said, I don't care.
I think, nah, dude, you dismissed his
nah,
report.
Dude. I didn't say it.
You're
what
a
he,
dick.
You know what? And you're a nobody, you big fool.
I don't think you're a nobody. I think you're a fine listener of our show, and I'd appreciate to continue to listen.
I thought
that's
you,
right. You should do
good,
that.
Good
keep the radio.
Rip
the
off the knob. I was enjoying the back and forth.
I thought it wasn't good, and I
never thought it got contentious.
No.
I thought it was actually a pretty neat little, you know, ramming of heads, but nothing too insane. I was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I like when bows up a little bit. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I'd have him on again, but I just don't. I don't want to listen. If I'm a dick, I'm a dick. I don't care. James, go ahead.
Fred, all right. I just got to say, everything aside, you call people sensitive, and you're the one hanging up on people because he was telling you how it is? I mean, guy, I honestly don't understand how your coworkers sit there sometimes and just let you yell over everybody and say whatever you want. You literally sit there and tell your coworkers when they're trying to explain something to you, no, you're wrong. No. Let me tell you how
I let him explain himself. I let him explain himself.
You talk over everybody.
I let him explain himself. I let him explain himself.
Okay.
Then
let him explain.
Okay.
Let him explain.
Tell
a portion.
Tell me how he didn't get a chance to explain himself.
Fred. But when it starts to get a little bit
James,
itty-bitty.
James, how did I not let him explain himself? Your whole thing. I let it go for about 10 minutes.
You get hung up on one word with everybody. You get hung up on one word with everybody.
What word did
all
I get hung up with? What word did I? Jesus, are you annoying? You call in every day, too, you loser.
Once again, I like those kind of listeners.
No, nah, well, that's I could give or take that, to be honest with you.
he goes to games on weekends. You can't talk to him like that.
No. No, I'm, listen,
you get talked to, like, in real life. You don't need to come to work and get talked to.
Take someone who agrees with you. Come on. Let's come on. I need this for you, Fred. I don't want to lose you. Take someone who agrees.
You don't want to lose me. Anthony, lose go. Lose me to what?
You know, anger man, you know?
All right, Fred.
Yes.
Fred, love you, bro. I loved how you played MF Doom on the air the other day. I just thought he was getting a little snippy with you. All he could have said was, no, they weren't trying to trade into the top 10. All he had to say. Thanks.
No, he said he didn't care.
Please. Please. All right. Adam, go ahead.
Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You didn't say go ahead, Adam.
Oh, go ahead, Adam.
I, you know what? I commute 7 miles a day when we're not in a pandemic. And for some reason, I seem to only hear you hanging up on people. And I think it's fantastic. And I think we need like a montage of all the greatest hang-ups. Because when you hung up on Bill Walton,
yes,
and everybody, phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Doing it, brother. Love it.
Thank you.
And hey, what's your son playing for baseball this year? What level?
All right, enough of the pleasantries. I want to hear people yelling.
Well, now there's no one yelling anymore. Ryan, go ahead.
Listen, there's nothing better listening than Patriots fans get exposed. Fred, I love you. You're the man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, he takes it personally.
I think it's because he said, here's my reporting. I've talked to these ironclad sources.
I didn't challenge him at that point.
Right. Well, you did.
I didn't. Okay, again, I will rewind. I said one guy reported it, and I said the Saints said it wasn't true. And then he goes, I reported it, and I went, oh, okay. And I didn't deny his reporting. What I said was, then why did they try to trade into the top 10 to get a corner? And he said, I don't care.
I think Jeff's point at that time was his reporting.
Okay, we get this through, though? That I did not, once he said it was his reporting, I did not say it wasn't true. I said then, okay, why did they try to trade into the top 10 to get a corner at that point? So get that out of the way. I didn't say his reporting was false.
Fred, an old friend of yours is on line one right now.
Okay, thank you. Rick, hello.
Hey, you suck. This is Rick Pitino, and I don't like you either.
Oh, stop. Now, listen, I gave
the
you some...
ghosts of guests hung up on.
I know.
Is Theo Fleury still with us? Can he call
Theo?
In?
Where's that weird dude from Carolina?
Okay, I have taken your phone calls. My point is this, is that he goes, it was my reporting. I said, okay, fine. He got very defensive and said it was my reporting. And I said, fine. I did not challenge his reporting. I did not. Once he said that, I can tell you verbatim, I'm here sober as a judge. There is nothing affecting my mind. He said that, and then I said, oh, okay, then why'd they trade into the top 10 to get a corner? And after him being defensive for 5 minutes, overly defensive, he went, I don't care, which was, to me, the end of the conversation. Well, you don't care about it. Well, if they wanted Mac Jones that bad, then why did they try to trade into the top 10 to get a corner? That was the thing. And he was being combative for no reason. Once he said it was his report, I didn't say your report's wrong or you're a crappy reporter. I never said anything like that. I don't know. And he goes, his line, by the way, his line, oh, I forgot you do this more than I do. Oh, I'm sorry,
well, that
Jeff.
That was when you did call out his report. That was when you did call him a liar.
No, that was before he said it was
that
his reporting.
That was before.
But that was before.
Report.
But I didn't know that.
No, it's not. But that was
Mike
his
Lombardi's report, which is the only report I've heard of. I never heard of Jeff's report because no one cares about it. It's all Mike Lombardi, who's in bed with the Patriots. And the word on Mike Lombardi's report was that it was because he's in bed with the Patriots, and the Patriots had floated it out there. So, no, there's no need to get defensive at that point because I didn't call out his reporting at that point, as John can attest.
But you called out something that he had been told was fact.
Fine, so, but I didn't know that he had been told that was fact. And there's also no need to take a shot at me at that point. I didn't take a shot at him. He took the first shot.
Actually,
he took the first shot.
No, because you came out and said you have such a boner for the Patriots.
That's true.
That's what started it, Fred.
I had forgotten about that. That's true.
That, what,
no, that was after he said that. No, that was after he said it.
No, you said you have such a boner for the Patriots first that you're a fanboy. You called him a fanboy.
That was after.
Then he responded.
That was after he got chippy. That was after. No, yes, it was. Replay the interview. Yes, it was. You can't change that. Replay the interview. No, no, you guys do that in your minds. It was after. I sat here and was getting pissed. I can tell you exactly what happened. I was getting pissed. I was getting pissed. I was getting pissed. And then he said that, and then I gave him a little bit more time, and then I came back and started going at him. And then I hung up on him. That's exactly what happened. He took the first shot. Absolutely. He did.
To be honest, it's all kind of a blur. I just knew I was enjoying myself. I thought I didn't even think it was that contentious. I didn't think it was worthy of a hang-up, put it that way. I thought it was actually
of course you didn't think
it.
You're a nice guy. You're the nice guy.
No, no. I was the one who said hang-up on Theo Fleury. Like, that was my idea.
No, because,
like, great.
Because that was a game. Because this was an actual contentious thing where people got angry at each other.
I enjoyed it. Because Jeff can hold his own. That's why. You're very good at it, and he's very good at it.
Well,
I thought it was a great back and forth.
Yeah, right.
And I would not mind hearing it again later on in the show, to be honest. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, might as well. It's got full phone lines.
Full phone lines.
Exactly.
Twitter's going insane. Yeah. So there you go.
There you have it.
Did Fred open with the boner comment? 617.
Play the interview. Did I say you have a boner for the Patriots before or after he took a shot at me? We're running so late.
But. Yeah, Mike is saving it right now, so we're going to try to listen back to it during the commercial break.
All right, very good. Let's hear it. Because if he took the first shot, I was right.
Well, you also set up the interview saying that he was one of these.
Because I do every time. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it every time.
Sure.
But I've done that for a year.
You set the stage.
I do it for a year. I do it as a fun thing. He is. He's of that generation. All right, we'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Tutcher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich, and I hung up on Jeff Howe, much to our audience delight. And I tell you, Mike, Dan, and I just listened to the audio, and everything I said in terms of timeline was correct. Which is weird because you, John, just teared in my face. Was like, I thought you started the interview by saying that he was da-da-da. And I'm like, why would you think that?
Not
like,
start the interview. That's not what I said.
But I don't know how something... This is an opinion if I'm a dick. Fine, I'm a huge dick. But like, when I said things in your guy's timeline is so far out of order that I don't even know how it gets like that. Because we listened to it and we're like, why is he being so snippy? All right, so here is the audio. You tell me. Okay, this starts off with he's answering a question.
I mean, all that stuff is really important.
Why did no other teams want him? Why did no other teams want Mac Jones?
14 other teams didn't want him. What are you talking about?
Well, no one else traded. No one wanted to trade up for him. I mean, there was
the Saints did. The Saints tried to trade up for him.
No. Oh, that's not true. The Saints.
I forgot. You do this more than I do.
Here we go.
Okay, stop.
Saints said who they wanted to.
All right, so he said. Five other teams wanted him, and he went, nope, they didn't. And to that was like,
okay. My thing is the Saints denied it. So wait, so if I go nope, so this is now time to take shots at me? Yeah, see, I don't get why. Why? Like, how was I in the wrong there? I'm not in the wrong there. I it's interesting to me that you guys would even think of it that
way. Because he is a guy who
has no sense of humor, no personality.
Well, I actually thought that was funny. The way he fought back, really, I thought it was kind of funny.
How come I can have Jaffe on the air and we play a promo about me going, you don't know anything, and it's a fun little back and forth? And it turns out Jaffe was right. Like, I don't get what's going on between the three of us right now. Like, the whole, like, lineage, the funny thing about it is, like,
I thought it was a great break.
No, I think it's, believe me, I know it's good radio, Rich.
No, but, no, the, I know, but the thing I, is, I even thought the back and forth was funny. I liked the ball busting.
Okay, I know.
Guys.
Well, I.
But then it got, and then but, you hung up, and I thought, I didn't think we needed to hang up on the
well,
guy.
Well, I wanted to hang up on him because I didn't think that it was the, I thought, first of all, so I can tell you what happened is that at that point I was pissed. And I sat back and didn't say. So, listen.
I mean, all that stuff is really important.
Why did no other teams want him?
14 other teams didn't want him. What are you talking about?
Well, no one wanted to trade up for him. I mean, there was
the Saints did. The Saints tried to trade up for him.
No. Nope. Oh, that's not true. The Saints.
I forgot. You do this more than I do.
Here we go.
The Saints said who they wanted to trade up. They wanted to trade up in the top 10 for one of the corners.
Well, that was the report. They were bluffing.
Oh, was that? Okay, that was the report. My bad.
So you know when they were bluffing and when they weren't? Here's the deal, is that you have such a boner for the Patriots that you will create a myth around some guy who had to try hard to become the fifth pick in the draft. Don't get mad at me. No one else wanted him.
I don't understand how I can tell you the Saints were actively trying to trade up for him, and you're refusing to listen.
Well, so, the Jets traded two third rounders.
All I can do is give you facts, and you're sitting here and you're like, no, not true. I'm not going to believe you. I mean,
what's the facts? They denied it.
They have it both. Of course, they denied it.
But they didn't deny trying to trade into the top 10
because they were trying to trade up for Mac Jones. They were telling teams that was their play.
Okay, but they denied that. But they didn't deny. They didn't deny the other reports.
Well, because what does that send? What message does that send to the rest of the roster, to the quarterback room? Hey, we were trying to trade up for somebody to replace you.
What's the difference between the corner
handled? What is the difference? Because the quarterback is the face of the franchise. One quarterback plays football. You can get five cornerbacks into a game.
No, you're believing a story. One guy reported that the Saints wanted to trade up for Mac Jones, and it's a guy who's.
I reported this. I reported this last week. I am not reciting other people's reports. I'm telling you what people told me.
Okay, so who were they calling?
They tried to get up into 11 and 14, probably, from what I know.
Well, the Jets got
14, definitely.
The Jets got 14 for two third-round picks.
They and 23.
Yeah. Right, to move up from 23. And the Saints
Vikings didn't want to go all the way back to 28. The Vikings ended up getting a damn good off left tackle because they only moved back to 23. The reason why the Saints couldn't move up is because the teams didn't want to move as far back as 28, and the Saints didn't want to probably give up an extra first-round pick or to match the package. They had a deal in place for 16 if Mac Jones was there. Why do you think the Saints were trying to trade up? Why was I told that they had a deal in place for 16, and then when the guy who was drafted at 15 was off the board, the Saints decided, no, we don't want to trade up for 16 anymore? So you can't tell me that they were... Because of what they said publicly, yeah, of course, that was to make sure that if they were covering their bases. This stuff happened.
So they didn't try. They didn't try to trade up into the top 10 to get a corner.
They were trying to trade up for Mac Jones. That's all I can tell you.
So they didn't. You're saying that they didn't try to trade up into the top 10 to get a corner.
I'm telling you, they were trying to trade up for Mac Jones. I don't care about a cornerback. We're talking about a quarterback here.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm the a-hole. Okay. Then we're on different planets. No, we're on different planets. That's fine.
Listening to it back, I thought you were first. You were not first. He took offense earlier, and that's my fault.
I think by saying no, 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 you were questioning how well he does his job.
Well, once I found out that it was his reporting, I laid off. So there you go. So I'm the a-hole. Good. And if I'm the a-hole to the audience, that's fine. And if I'm the a-hole to you guys, that's fine. We're on totally different planets. I listened back to that, and he was being a huge prick. And that's all. And if you guys hear it differently, then we're just, we don't see things the same way.
I was enjoying that.
I heard John was a prick. That's all I heard during that.
Yeah. I mean, I listened back to it, and he pissed me off, and I sat there calmly and let him get his thing out, and then he didn't like what I was asking. I mean, if they were that interested in Mac Jones, why'd they trade up into getting the top 10? Well, I don't care about that. Well, I do. If they wanted Mac Jones, the report is they tried to get into the top 10. They didn't want Mac Jones that badly. They wanted someone else in the top 10. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what they said. That's what the Saints said. They said that. And they said it going into the draft that they wanted a corner. They said they wanted a quarterback and a corner. And if that is such a dick move to go... By the way, I'm not making it up. The Saints said it. The Saints said it. The team came out and said it. They wanted to move up into the top 10. They tried. I'm not making it up. All right, we'll be back with Fart Court.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.